Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
It starts with this idea that every living being, all of us, want to be happy all the time. Everyone wants to be happy. Not only every human, but every living being wants to be happy. And every living being wants to be free from suffering. This is something we all share. If you remember this, then you know a lot about every living being. It's just like you. They want to be happy and free from suffering, just like we do. So that's a good starting point. But in this book, Venerable Geshe says, the goal or aspiration of every living being is to experience happiness. So that's our goal. That's our aim. And it's okay. It's a good goal, right? Just don't have to abandon that. The thing is, we haven't really found the method to do that. That's all that's missing. There's nothing wrong with the goal. It's just we haven't found the method, the right method, the correct method. There are two kinds of happiness and hence two kinds of goal: temporary and ultimate. So this is an important distinction to make. There are two types of happiness: temporary happiness and ultimate happiness. So there's a kind of short-term happiness and there's a long-term happiness. So there's two types of happiness. It's important to remember. Temporary happiness is the happiness that can be experienced by humans and gods. So we're very familiar with this type of happiness. It's what we are engaged in all the time, right? Looking for happiness in our relationships, in our careers, in our holidays, in our apartments, in our whatever we do. We're very engaged in looking for this type of happiness, temporary happiness. But it's limited, almost by definition. It's temporary. It's a limited happiness that can be experienced while beings remain bound within samsara. So there is definitely happiness there. There's good feelings there, but it's limited. It doesn't last. It runs out, and then we start all over again to try and find some more. It's a little bit like the way I picture it is that the normal way that we look for happiness is, you know, we try to climb the ladder of success, as it were. And we keep going up this ladder. We keep trying and trying and trying and go up and fall down, go up and fall down. We keep trying. But the problem is we've got our ladder up against the wrong wall. And that ladder, you know, we want lasting happiness. We want a happiness that endures. And we keep sort of trying and trying and trying. But we never reach the end of the ladder. We never get over the wall. Because the ladder's up against the wrong wall. That's how I think of it. That's the story of my life. And I think it's the same with many people. We get this idea that happiness can be found in a successful career or good relationships or children that do what we want them to do. And, you know, whatever we strive for, we think that's the recipe we're given generally. But essentially, the ladder's up against the wrong wall, and there's a much lower wall that we can lean our ladder up against and get over that wall. Where, and on the other side of that wall, we find a lasting happiness. So we can say that's ultimate happiness. Ultimate happiness is the pure eternal happiness of liberation and full enlightenment. So that's an alternative we can use our life to engage in, finding a lasting happiness, one that isn't dependent upon external conditions. So that distinction, I think, is important to bear in mind, that there's temporary happiness and ultimate happiness are two types of goal. You know, there's, in a sense, there's nothing wrong with temporary happiness. It feels good. But the thing is, it won't lead to what we want. You know, we want to be happy all the time. We can keep seeking temporary happiness, but it doesn't fulfill our deepest wish to be happy all the time. So we need this distinction. And just in case you're thinking, okay, well, I need to abandon my, I don't know, my interest in food, or abandon my holidays, or abandon my family and friends, or my car, or my boat, or whatever you have. No, you don't need to abandon them, okay? In fact, you can use them in a very important way. You can use them to train your mind in pure enjoyment. So don't be afraid, right? Don't be afraid of temporary happiness. Don't be afraid of what you own and what your possessions and so forth. They're useful, but they can't in themselves give us what we're looking for. That's the point. So what is then pure happiness? And in this book, How to Transform Your Life, we have another sort of definition or quote. Venerable Geshe says, what is pure happiness? Okay. Pure happiness is happiness that comes from a peaceful mind. Pure happiness is happiness that comes from a peaceful mind. The happiness that comes from worldly enjoyments, such as eating, drinking, sex, and relaxing, is not pure or real happiness. But that's the temporary happiness. Pure happiness is the happiness that comes from a peaceful mind. So that's why all of Buddha's teachings is about how to develop and maintain a peaceful mind, because Buddha wants us to be happy all the time, like he is. So pure happiness is happiness that comes from a peaceful mind. So that's important to remember. There's nothing wrong with temporary happiness. We need our enjoyments. We need to enjoy them in a particular way. But what we're really looking for is pure happiness, happiness that comes from a peaceful mind. And maybe your little experience in meditation just now was an indication of that, that you have that potential, that it can be found. It's not like some kind of utopic vision which is completely beyond the realms of possibility. Maybe you had in your meditation experience a little glimpse of happiness, of peace. And that is a very important indication. It indicates that we do have within us something which we can identify as authentic happiness, real happiness. And even if you just had a few seconds of an experience of a peaceful mind, and the comfortable feelings that come along with that, that's enough to indicate there's something there to be discovered. So this pure happiness idea is something that we can root in our own experience. And this leads to a confidence in ourself that we can find what we're looking for. We're talking about confidence tomorrow in the workshop tomorrow, but it's also rooted in this experience of inner peace that I can actually experience something within my own mind, which is a source of happiness. So very nice. So earlier in the book, Venerable Geshe says, the real source of happiness is inner peace. If our mind is peaceful, we will be happy all the time, regardless of external conditions. The real source of happiness is inner peace. Authentic happiness has a source in inner peace. If our mind is peaceful, we will be happy all the time, regardless of external conditions. But if it's disturbed or troubled in any way, we will never be happy, no matter how good our external conditions may be. External conditions can only make us happy if our mind is peaceful. We can understand this through our own experience. So you actually know this, I'm sure. You know this. It's very important for our temporary enjoyments, for our temporary happiness, that we have a peaceful mind. We actually only enjoy these good external conditions that we have in the Nordic countries if our mind is peaceful. We only enjoy our food if the mind is peaceful. We only enjoy company of others if our mind is peaceful. So a peaceful mind is necessary even for our external enjoyments. And, you know, if your mind is disturbed or troubled, you don't enjoy stuff. That's my experience. I'm sure it's your experience. So even to enjoy a cup of coffee, to really enjoy a cup of coffee, you need a peaceful mind. Otherwise, it's just kind of like slurp, slurp, you know. It's like habit gone. So even to enjoy our enjoyments, we need a peaceful mind. So check this for yourself. Buddha wants us to check everything ourselves. So check it for yourself. You know, we need to enjoy things, okay? And we need a peaceful mind to enjoy things. And what's a very good training is when you're enjoying something, is to check where that enjoyment's coming from. Now, I guess the big mistake we make constantly, and I've done this myself, it's a big hallucination, because it looks like, it feels like the enjoyment is coming from the object, it's coming from the coffee, it's coming from the chocolate. It looks like the enjoyment's coming from the sunshine, or the beer, or the cake, or the beautiful person looking at you. It looks like it's coming from the outside. But if you check your enjoyments, the enjoyment is experienced in the mind. So it's a huge, as I say, hallucination that we think the enjoyment comes from The chocolate, the cake, the person, the sunshine, the place. If we observe our mind when we're enjoying something, we can gradually come to understand that enjoyment or happiness comes from the inside. It comes from the side of the mind. Now, to do this, you have to take your time. To train in this, you have to take your time. You have to take your time over your whatever, your coffee or whatever. We're so rushed these days. We rush through our enjoyments. But training in enjoying things in a pure way is how to be happy, actually. It's a big component of how to be happy. Because what this reveals is that happiness, enjoyment, is natural to the mind. It's like another indication that the true source of happiness is inner peace. Enjoyment comes from the side of the mind. So if you enjoy coffee, then really enjoy coffee. Take your time over it. And notice as you're drinking your coffee where the enjoyment's coming from. Say it's more difficult, I think, with chocolate and sweets, because we tend to want to enjoy those very quickly. We're caught up in the illusion that it's coming from the chocolate or the sweets or the cake. So take the time to enjoy things, but enjoy them in this pure way, understanding that the enjoyment is coming from your mind. It's not coming from the object. This is your job, actually. This is my recommendation for what we practice, is practice pure enjoyment.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.